Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rube Novotny. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Rigney fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gustin. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Gustin steals second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny strikes out. Two outs. Hermann Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin bunts towards first. Mize fields the ball and throws to Kennedy covering. Safe. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards second. Verbin throws to second for 1, and Smalley throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gordon scores. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gustin moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gustin scores. One out. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 0 for 1 in the game. Novotny hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-1 in the game. Reich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Reich reaches third base with a triple. Edwards goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley is walked intentionally. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kennedy moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman who is chasing the ball. Verbin reaches third base with a triple. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Verbin scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko is walked intentionally. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 0-for-2 in the game. Novotny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Reich strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Milne pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller pinch hits for Monty Kennedy. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milne moves to second. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milne moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Culler now playing shortstop. Hank Bierman now pitching. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verben hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry bunts towards the mound. Bierman fields it and throws to first for the out. Verben moves to second. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verben moves to third. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Dave Coslow now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive towards short. Culler catches it and throws to third to double up Verben. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gordon strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Novotny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 0 for 3 in the game. Novotny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Reich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Dick Culler. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.